T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
$43 million of these albums were sold when he released it in 1977.
Unbelievable.
Meatloaf, if you didn't hear the news, died overnight at the age of 74. He had recently contracted COVID, although the cause of death is not known, not yet. Meatloaf died overnight. So did Louis Anderson, the Emmy Award-winning comic and actor. He was 68 years old. He had cancer. A story here from Channel 5's website, if you'd like to follow along. It involves the Sauer, S-A-U-E-R, Sauer Castle in KCK. And it's just gone on the market.
God, it's gorgeous. This was in the news a few weeks ago, if you remember. Yeah. This was in the news a few weeks ago because they were trying to figure out how to salvage this property that is apparently on the historic register.
Okay. And I'm going to get in, I want to get into that in a minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the 150-year-old Sauer Castle has listed it for sale with a staggering asking price of $10 million. The listing on MLS and other online platforms surprised local realtors and historians who have been following the saga of the historic mansion for years. Diane Houston, who has written extensively about the Sauer Castle and its owner, Carl Lopp, said the Zillow page posted in a Facebook group of residents interested in the restoration of the building. Houston's work, she goes on to document the extensive damage to the building.
Yes.
Ongoing efforts by the government to assess damage to the building, maybe even use eminent domain to acquire it.
So let me give you a little bit of the history, and it is my dream house, okay?
This Sauer Castle
is? This home looks a lot like the Maupentour House in Lawrence. For those of you familiar with the Maupentour red brick mansion in Lawrence, it looks a lot like that house, okay? So the home was built in 1871, was completed in 1873, and it gets into the original owners. It is on the National Register of Historic Places.
Why? Just because it's old?
Because of the way it was built, I believe. In 1872, the mansion was fully furnished and finally finished, and it gets into the deaths of some of the people who lived there. I mean, because it's very, very old, obviously. And in January of 1987, Scott, a man named Bud Wyman and his son and daughter-in-law bought the home. They wanted to turn it into a bed and breakfast, okay? At that time, I'm guessing it had fallen in disrepair because no one lived there. Lopp then hired a caretaker to help with the upkeep of the home. That caretaker in 1996 was charged with felony theft for stealing $30,000 worth of artifacts from the house. A tractor, chandelier, copper from the furnace, and wall sconces. There have been a number of ghost stories.
Of course.
Such as the previous family all being murdered there by their father. And I don't know if that is a story or fact. And people do keep over the years vandalizing the house. So
it looks like junk.
$10 million is way above the market value for this home.
Now, several people are pointing out it comes with a very large plot.
God, it's gorgeous.
It is not gorgeous. It looks like a dump.
Stunning, Scott. The exterior of this home is my dream house.
Why don't they tear it down?
Because it's on the National Historic Register.
So what? I mean, how does one get... Just being old, is that what gets you on the National Historic Register? Because there's a lot of old houses.
No. It has to have some significance to it. And again, I'm not sure with the Sauer House what that significance would be other than it's very old.
But what does significance matter if nobody knows what the significance is? Nobody in this town knows what...
Well, but you could say that about almost any property until you say, oh, hey, by the way, this is what happened here.
And everybody's going to go, oh, that's interesting. I'm never going to go. Tear it down. It is dilapidated. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
The windows are boarded up. Some of them are.
All right. Here is some of the unsettling history of the home. Okay. Daughter Eve Maria Sauer married William Van Fossen in the home, having one child named Helen before the marriage failed 18 months into it. She then married a widower with six children of his own. Together, they had three children and stayed married until he took his own life in the home at age 73. Their son had an infant daughter drowned in the swimming pool on the west side of the house.
It's a death trap. Shut it down.
And then Eve continued to live there with her son and two daughters until her death in 1955. Five generations of the Sauer family continued living into that mansion until Eve's death.
And?
Until ghost stories started originating in 1930, the house was constantly trespassed and vandalized. Man, there's some... I mean, it's an old house. You're going to have death in an old house.
It looks like a 150-year-old turd bowl. No.
Where is he getting the 10 million number?
How much acreage, Scott?
Somebody on the... Is it 3 or 37? It comes with 3 acres of property?
Look at that stunning home when it is well-lit and cared for. It is absolutely stunning. And again, it looks just like the Maupin Tour House in Lawrence. It's my dream house.
Somebody on the text line says, Scott, I cannot believe what you're saying. I hate how in this country old structures are destroyed. Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798. Also from the text line, that house is ugly as blank.
Okay. It's not worth $10 million, but I would not. I think it is a stunning two-story brick. It has that huge center brick. You know what I'm talking about with the gate around the top? Oh, it looks good.
Look good if it was torn down.
If those walls could talk, Scott.
576-7. Well, they would kill you, apparently. Wow. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. The Sauer Castle in KCK has gone on the market for $10 million. Historic site worth all that money or dump? 576-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.